I gotta get my phone. Are you cool to do this without, like, a drink in your hand?
Feels weird, but I think so, yeah. I mean, it's too late now.
We could get waters.
From the tap?
Is that your Tim Hortons cup?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, from the tap. Is the tap water bad?
I don't know. In this place, maybe.
We're in almost sunny Toronto, Ontario again. Here to visit Doug, you can hear some of the Toronto life happening outside. Out the window. Actually, the door's open. Is that why?
It's not open, is it? No, it's closed. Yeah, she's closed. That's a closed door.
So, I was here 3 times and we didn't do a side quest.
No.
We got busy. We were just enjoying each other's company.
We're getting it out of the way now.
Uh-oh. So yeah, what we're going to be talking about is Rogue One today. Something pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it.
I feel like the internet's already over it. Aired a week ago.
Yeah.
Everything kind of...
And now everyone's back to BVS. Like, less tickets this week. It's like, well, it's been out for a while.
And there was a... What was it? There's a new Suicide Squad trailer.
That... I'm not looking forward to that movie.
I haven't even seen that new trailer.
They had, like, a good trailer, and then they released another bad trailer.
Oh, this one's bad?
Yeah, I think
that, so. You're talking about the, like, Bohemian Rhapsody trailer as the good one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty... I thought, cool, I'll see it. Like,
yeah.
I think the rest of the cast looks good aside from, what's his name, the Joker.
I don't like any of it. I'm so not into it. And I can't even put my finger on it. I don't like Will Smith.
Oh, no, he's okay.
Yeah, Jared Leto's Joker looks bad.
Looks real bad. Looks so bad.
It's just, like, so many not good action stars.
Yeah. Like, is that girl Margot Robbie or whatever?
Yeah.
Is she just going to be kicking ass? I have a hard time seeing that.
Well, I have no idea.
I mean, I hope she is, but...
In the new trailer, they talk again about... what if Superman decides to come and kill your wife? What are you going to do? They double down on that. It was the worst part of BVS.
And the crowd is spoken. It's not like they made like
don't air that trailer. Like, it's freaking bad, man. But they did. They went ahead and they... I don't know. We can watch that trailer, too. I'm going to put on the Rogue One trailer right now.
Yeah. Speaking of good trailers.
Dan and I watched it again. And I was like... It looks good. We both just cried. It was amazing. Let's go YouTube.
Y-O-U.
So I'm continuing to get more and more into YouTube, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my main source of entertainment.
I check my subscriptions every day when I first wake up with my morning coffee.
Yeah.
What am I... I'm attached. Like, I'm emotionally invested in my channels.
I like to explore quite a bit still. And it really messes up with your feed. Like, I YouTubed, like, how to run, like, multiple ifs, ands, and stuff in Excel. And now, like, Excel fucking videos are, like, streaming through my YouTube.
Yeah.
Like,
you like if you X them enough, though, it'll get back on track.
Yeah. Or, like, God forbid, Lennon gets a hold of my phone. It's full, like within a day. My feed's ruined. I don't even know if we're going to be able to hear it because of the program. Oh, there we go.
Forgery of imperial documents. Possession of stolen property.
I rebel.
Pretty neat one.
Yeah.
We hopping right into this list?
Well, do you want to go list first, or just general discussion and questions?
I'll just go list, because I feel like that's going to get me there.
I completely disagree. Let's,
really?
Let's paper, scissors, rock it. One, two, three. Okay. Bam. Alright, we'll do list first.
Don't worry, it's fine. It's just going to be a rapid fire. My lists are more just topics, and they're not...
Are your list items... Yeah, we never even talked if it was a good list or a bad list.
It's not a list of ten favorite things about the trailer. It's just
ten things.
I guess it's 10 things I like about the trailer.
I'm going to try and do mine in order. So, like, what's easy is you find the worst one and then just talk about it.
Mine goes from the start of the trailer to the end of the trailer. Does that make sense?
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So it'll go through the whole trailer. It's right. Not in order of my favorite.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. I have 8.
I'm just going to... I have 10. But some of them are small. I'm just going to start it. It's good. I like that that they kept the classic Stormtrooper design. That wasn't 100% sure. And they did it.
What do you mean? Of course it was 100% sure.
I thought that the new Stormtrooper designs... Because they showed those three helmets, right?
I thought those two helmets
would be shown like much more than this. And I thought they would have changed the costume a little bit. Kept the helmet the same, but changed the costume. But they didn't.
And they
did very, very similar. Well, they did a little bit. Like, it's different in all three of the old movies. So
right,
the changes are like that much. Like,
yeah,
it's very, very minuscule. You wouldn't really notice it. So, yeah, I just like that. I like that they're in abundance. I like that they have the same weapons and that they kept it the same.
All right, you're making it easy on me. Classic Stormtroopers. That's what's on my list.
Yeah, they look sick. I literally wrote classic Stormtroopers.
Boom, we both got it. It's the first thing I wrote down. And yeah, it is like one of the first things you see in the trailer. And it's like, oh, fuck. They look really good.
They look awesome.
Yeah. I'm super into those. That means you're up again, though.
Yeah.
So I matched you on that one.
Mon Mothma, I thought looked awesome. And I think it's cool how much she looks like the actress who played her in the old movies.
Yeah. It almost was on this. It was almost on here.
Yeah, like... I'm glad it's not Leia telling them what to do. I like that's her. I mean, I guess it could be Leia.
She was the leader of the rebellion in the fucking...
Exactly.
In episode 4.
Yeah,
which,
I like
that. Is what, like a week later than this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Couldn't be that far.
No.
Unless they fail and they don't get the... This is like the first mission to try and get the Death Star plans and it doesn't work.
Longest, it's like 6 months.
Longest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Now my phone turned off. Hey, what do you think of this phone case? Official Samsung. Nice blue coating. It's kind of like...
It comes with it?
No. I had to go get it.
Oh.
But it's like a pearlescent. Like, it looks black sometimes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's nice.
Official. Says Samsung in the back. Pretty happy with it.
Sleek.
Groovy. But it turns my phone off whenever I close it. All right. I feel like you are lucky you went first. Because, like, everything that's going to be on your list is also on mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe we should... Okay, I'm going to go in worst to best, though, and you can go chronological.
All right, whatever.
All right, so I'm going to get rid of classic Stormtroopers here. I will say... Yeah, this makes sense. Yavin 4. I just like that they're on fucking Yavin 4 and chilling. Like,
wait, are they?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, it's the exact same, like, fucking base.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Like... I'm guessing Mon Mothma's there. It's the same like terminal that they used.
Yeah, I mean, I won't argue with that. It makes sense. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So that gets me pretty geeked. I'm a big fan of that fucking base.
Awesome. This isn't really something that happened in the trailer, but just overall, I guess I liked like the sense of scale in the trailer. Like I am an oddity that I liked that Godzilla movie. I know a lot of people didn't. But I liked it a lot. I just like monster movies, and I thought it was okay enough.
Yeah.
I watched it twice and enjoyed it. But I think in that movie and in that other monster movie, like the sense of scale is really awesome. Like when it showed that the Death Star shadow, I thought it was like a weird screen wipe they were doing or something at first, and then just the way they pulled back. I think the director's really good at that, and I thought that was cool.
Really, it ate up the whole frame.
Yeah,
that's how big the Death Star is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like the sense of it. Like, I don't like the how big the Death Star is in general, I guess. Because, I mean, in Force Awakens, I guess it's 10 times bigger, that one we saw there. But I think this director does a good job of showing a sense of scale.
Yeah.
So, I like that, and I'm excited for it.
Let's go to Force Awakens right now. They say this is Starkiller Base, but then they just show the planet that the base is on.
I think the whole planet is the base, isn't it?
No, I mean, there's that oscillator that runs through the core of the planet, and I'm sure, like, it's a big thing. But of course it's bigger. It's not like a floating... It's not a craft. The Death Star could move. You could get that thing around the galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, why would they build it like... They built it the size that it needed to be to fucking shoot a planet down.
Well, yeah, and then the other thing I was confused by that was I understood it as like, if okay, real time, we're in Episode 7 right now. The First Order isn't as big a presence as the Empire.
No, not at all.
And they even talk about that in the comic books, so like, I just was confused that they were able to build something that much bigger.
Yeah, it...
There's a little bit of a continuity in-universe issue there, but whatever.
Like, the money...
The resources, like...
Yeah. And I'm starting to think the whole planet exploding thing, or, like, planets destroying in Star Wars isn't that big of a deal. Because a planet like Naboo, right? Like, this is a massive planet, and it seemed to be pretty tiny. You know, like, they drove through the core of the planet in, like, a day. In that fucking boat. But, like, even if, it's just like, oh, well, yeah, Naboo's here, it's, like, one country, and then the Gungans also live here, it's another country. That, like, most of it is probably empty planet. So when they destroy, like, a planet, I'm like, I always thought, like, that's too much. Like, it just makes it not cool that, like, an entire planet. And then when I heard about, like, solar systems, like, Starkiller takes out solar systems. I was just like, that's too much. Like, why does it have to be that big? Like, can't it just be bad? Can't you kill one person, like, one actual meaningful person? It's like, oh, that guy's fucking badass. But no, we got to take out their whole solar system.
Well, I think it's like, it for Episode 8 now, there is a sense of like, hey, you know how like the rebels won? That isn't true anymore. There is no rebellion anymore. They took out the entire rebel system. There's that one hideaway that
the
they're
Republic,
on.
Right?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, I know
there's
like,
nothing...
the resistance is diminished, for
sure.
Because the, well, I don't know.
So maybe that's the reason. I got to think it's going to be... Now, when we pick up in Episode 8, it's going to be like it was in The Empire Strikes Back. They're only going to have a small one operation.
Small group?
Yeah. So I think that's why they did that.
But Starkiller Base was the sole base for the First Order, and that planet exploded.
Well, no, because
so
where was...
First Order has taken its hits pretty significantly, too.
No, where was Snoke? Like,
I'm talking about the amount of soldiers. Those weren't clones.
But they had time to get them off, I think, and like...
Up for debate.
It is. I don't know. I just kind of thought they got at least half of them out of there. I don't know.
Am I up?
Yeah, I am up.
I will go Blind Samurai. I thought that was pretty cool.
Is he blind?
Looks blind.
Can be blind.
You know what? Like, I don't know. Because I am...
I didn't think he was blind, but I don't...
All here, like the Nerdist, like, recap. It's like, okay, I'd like to know what's going on. Like, I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm confident that, like, the amount of information that's out is what I want to be exposed to.
Yeah,
I'm not
same.
Super interested in, like, keep it a secret, because I know exactly pretty much where they're going with this one.
Yeah.
You know, it's right before.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I'm kind of just like, it comes out in a number of months. Give me as much as you want in those months, and I'll watch all of it. So yeah, so I'm watching like the review of the fucking trailer.
Yeah, what?
And people are saying like, oh, this is that blind samurai he was rumored to play or something like that. I'm like, okay, he's blind samurai. And then I come on this show and I spit that fucking editorial at you.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but makes sense.
I'm editorializing. But yeah, the blind samurai was kind of cool.
Kind of a cliche character, eh? Blind, stick-wielding master. Like, I've seen too many of those guys.
That's what makes it so
awesome.
And
they're always Asian. Like,
yeah,
that's a cliche character.
Yoda wasn't. Yoda was pretty much the blind Asian, eh?
But he wasn't, like...
Blind Asian? Blind samurai.
He wasn't blind at all.
No, but he was, like,
weakened?
Yeah, disabled.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
I can say that, right? On Curb Your Enthusiasm, they proved that that's what it is. Being blind is a disability.
Yeah,
that's why the definitely. Or no, wait a minute. Who was it? Was it the deaf guy who wanted to use the disabled toilet?
Oh yeah,
the handicapped toilet. Is it handicapped?
It's a handicap.
Yeah. Okay.
They are handicapped. Yeah.
I get it. God, you got to watch your back, eh? Make sure you're calling it what it's cool. What? Calling it what is cool?
Yes.
At the moment.
This is just a little one. I thought the alarm sound was really cool.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome. It was totally like the Death Star alarm sound. Like
that'll come back a little later.
It was sweet. And I think that's another thing that director was really good at in Godzilla. The roar was awesome.
Sound?
They really built it up, and it was really good.
Oh, man. I know what's wrong with Godzilla, and it's not the monsters.
No.
And it's not the sound, and it's not like... I think he made some bad decisions, I think, like, even hearing, like, what his motivation was, like, on the commentary track, it's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, the movie was worse because of it.
Did you watch the commentary for
Godzilla? I watched all of it. Yeah, I watched all the special features. People give me shit for commentary tracks, but, like, think about the world we're in now, where podcasting is a real thing.
No, it's fine. Just I just would never have done that. It's cool that you
They're
do
always
it,
awesome.
Yeah, I believe
it's the director talking about the movie while the movie's on. Like, it's just a podcast of the director talking about the movie while it's playing in the background.
It's crazy that they do them, because so few people actually listen to them. But it's got to take a lot of work to put that on.
No, they just watch it. Sit them down and watch them talk about it.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway.
They're awesome. They're always awesome. So I listened to it. I watched the special features at least, which I'm super excited for the Star Wars special features. I don't have my Blu-ray yet.
I don't have mine either, actually.
Ugh. There's a feature-length documentary.
I blame the leak.
What leak?
The HD leak of the movie. I would have bought the movie on release day, but that came out and I was just like, yeah, I'll get it sooner or later.
Oh, I already bought it on Amazon. It's at TJ's house, and TJ fucking fell off his roof. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard.
So I haven't seen TJ, and my Blu-ray is waiting there for him. He's fine, by the way.
Yeah. No.
I love it's on the All Rage Road feed. That was the chair. Okay, so I'm up.
Yeah.
The robot companion. Did you catch him?
That thing running behind them?
It's the girl, Diego Luma, or whatever his name is, and this robot. And the robot is the pilot from Firefly.
Really?
Yeah, he was a robot in iRobot too.
Is he in the costume or is he just voicing it?
It's captured. I don't know if he performance captured it.
Oh, okay.
Obviously not. No, actually, I don't think you ever see the robot's face.
The robot, okay.
But it looks really cool.
The robot to me looked a lot like, I don't know if you'll remember this robot, when Anakin is becoming Vader and there's that robot in there, like the medical droid, the one that almost has like a microphone on its mouth.
Yeah, they call it
it looked like that.
They call it an Imperial droid. Like it is a classic droid.
Oh,
but
yeah.
One of them is hangs out with these guys.
Huh.
And I think it's like her Chewbacca is like this droid.
Cool.
Yeah.
I saw like an R5-D4 in the trailer too. There's one of those in the hangar. Rolling around.
Fucking, I got so much to say.
Yeah, cool. Let me get to my next one here. Oh, I got a good one here. I'm going to skip ahead because this makes sense. I liked that there were no cute things in the trailer. There was no, like, as much as I like BB-8, there was no BB-8 or, like, little... It was just very serious and, like, not trying to be... Here's a little pet and a creature. There were no creatures. It was just a cool, like, I don't want to say dark... But no, it was kind of like, and
gritty.
I like that. I like the absence of those things from the trailer.
It was gritty. You know, like, I can't believe I didn't think of this, but you're noticing a lot of like cinematic things. And I was thinking, I was going over the trailer and thinking about it like in the most superficial way possible, like cool toys or something like that. You're making a lot of really good points.
No, I just like the mood is set a lot. Like they could have come out and just, you know, tried to make it look like a Star Wars movie and hinted at bullshit that was in Episode 7, and they didn't do any of that. It might be in the movie.
It does that with, like, because it is that universe. Like, the things that they're fighting are going to be AT-ATs, because that's what the Empire used at the time, you know?
Yeah,
like,
but that's cool.
They are going to be stormtroopers.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's just like, it makes sense, right? It's not pandering.
No.
It's just like, we're telling a story that is right there.
Yeah.
In that time, in that world, and yeah, there's going to be stormtroopers. And Mon Mothma, like, if anything related to the Rebels, it's got to be her.
Yeah.
They can't write her out. Of course, that will... I feel like the dark side has a bit of a switch. There's no way Vader can be in it that much.
He's in it.
And, like, where is Leia, by the way? Like, maybe I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into a little bit that a little later. My next one, Forrest Whitaker's power armor. You see that?
He looks pretty cool. Why doesn't Dan like Forrest Whitaker?
I hate Forrest Whitaker.
What's wrong with him?
His eye. He's got like a lazy eye.
It looks like he got laser shot in the eye.
No, I like it.
Cool. He's fine. He's not the best.
I think he's awesome.
I think he's right for this.
He's wearing power armor, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes, I did notice, and it was really good. I don't know why. I don't know what I expected to see him in. I thought he'd be in some, like, rebel, like, some kind of flight suit, but I like that weird. He's, like, a big guy.
It is weird diving in. Like, I didn't know going into this trailer, like, much about any character.
No.
You know, like, you
no
knew...
one did.
Yeah, because...
I didn't know Ben...
Mendelsohn?
I didn't know Ben Mendelsohn was an Imperial. Maybe that was said before.
No, like, but I didn't know it. Even if it was said, I didn't know.
Yeah,
it.
I didn't
so, like,
either.
To
like,
see all the characters.
And that's my next thing, by the way. Him, in, like, that general with the cape. He looks really cool. And that scene where he's walking through
can
the water.
Can he do an accent?
I don't know.
I wonder if he's going to be an American.
Yeah, he might do a British accent. We'll see. He didn't say a line. But that scene where he was walking through the water with all the floating stormtroopers and his cape going through.
On the water.
I like that show he was in a lot. The Florida show.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Bloodline.
Yeah. He played kind of like a dummy in that show.
No,
it's a different role, but I'm really excited for him. To be honest, I forgot he was in this movie until I saw the trailer. I remember hearing that he was going to be in it, but... It didn't mean much to me at the time. The costume looks really cool. Like,
yeah, you
know, his
I'm gonna go keep it with Forrest Whitaker. His fucking narration in the trailer is amazing. Like,
break you.
Yeah. What would you do? Like, why is it? It's so awesome.
When they go,
yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. I like the stormtrooper tank a lot. That thing looks fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that scene where they're just patrolling the streets, like. It's very much, like, policed state, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like from this trailer, like, this war is, like, it's being taken to them, you know? It's right on the grounds of, like, occupied, like...
Yeah.
Like, did you ever see those YouTube videos where they photoshopped in, like, AT-ATs during World War II?
Yeah.
It looked like that. Yeah. It was really
cool. Well, they were
cool.
On, like, a...
Like, it looked, like, long, like... Like, the best thing about Star Wars is, like, how it's futuristic, kind of, because it's in space, but it's also, like, old-fashioned-y. And they really did a good job
of
doing this.
The Rebels are wearing fatigues.
And,
like, they're on, like, they're at, like, a Vietnamese beach, it looks like, you know? Like,
where the AT,
yeah. And then there's palm trees with ATs behind them. Like, yeah. I do have that as one of my things. Like, one of my question points for later is, but...
I thought the tank was really cool.
That's... My last one is the siren. It's my favorite thing about the trailer.
The alarm?
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, I had that on here. It's amazing.
So good. It just, like... I don't know if many people would even pick up on that.
Oh, like, that was, like, for me, I was just like, yes.
I know. I saw it, and I was just amazed. Like, the sets look good.
Yeah, man. It all looks great. It's a high budget production. There's a lot riding on this one.
Yeah, that's it for my list. But
I'll keep going. It's
you
real
keep
quick.
Going.
You know, I debated even saying this because it's kind of the fucking whatever of the movie. But the black stormtroopers look really cool. The new stormtrooper. It's always cool to get a new stormtrooper. I think they look cooler than the First Order stormtroopers.
Yeah,
I like the First Order stormtroopers a lot, but. These black ones look pretty fucking sick. Like
the classic ones look so much more badass now that the First Order troopers exist.
Yeah, and
the classic ones look
these next
better.
To them. Well, like there's, I don't think they were ever in the official universe, but there's like Shadow Troopers, right? Just black Stormtroopers. They're literally just the white design, but black. Yeah. And I think that's what these are, but they changed the helmet and for the better. I like the helmet.
No, there's
a lot, the sculpt.
There's a shot with the just the Dark Troopers with like full regular
In this trailer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so they will be in it. Well, I like that there's a new thing at least.
Yeah, it's probably just a different rank, or like if they're on, like maybe they're pilots or something like that.
Yeah, my other ones are stupid.
Is that what Jin is wearing at the end? Is a TIE fighter pilot?
It is, but I don't know if that's what it's gonna be.
You think Vader's in that room?
Probably. Did it? Okay, when it showed the royal guards and the white smoke coming down, I think that was Vader's chamber, like where he puts his helmet on. Remember, it shows that in Empire.
It's that little dome. Like, it looks more like the Emperor, though.
I really hope the Emperor's not in this movie.
I know.
I don't think. I think it's going to be Vader.
But he's too, like, the head is not correct. It's not. Vader doesn't wear a robe. He's never worn a cloak.
Who knows? It could. Ugh. Yeah. Could be the Emperor for a second. I mean.
Or somebody else.
How I imagine this, like. Like, Vader's not going to be in it too much. And, you know, if there's a scene where the Emperor tells Vader to go do something, which I don't really want that to be the case. I mean, I like to... It's cooler to think of him as, like, not needing a boss, I think. You know, like...
Well, yeah, like, the Emperor's not in A New Hope for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just he's bigger than small, like, fucking heists. The Emperor doesn't get involved with a heist.
Yeah, and I mean,
or
I think
even the production of the Death Star, like he was barely around for it. You know, like he was just doing other shit, being weird.
Yeah, I just like to think of it as like, hey, you like, he does the politics and Vader oversees the army and everything that needs to happen, like special forces, special missions.
Yeah,
they all go to him. So, you know, when he finds out they're about to lose or something, or there's a potential security risk, he goes to check it out.
Well, have you watched much of Rebels?
No. I only watch things on YouTube where it'll be like, Ahsoka confronts Vader.
You watch
or like
the
stuff
highlights?
Like that. Yeah, I watched the first episode of season two, but that's it.
Well, that's how they use Vader. Is like, the Rebels are preoccupied with other factions and they have Inquisitors that are sent down to fight Jedi. They're lightsaber users and Force users,
mm-hmm.
but they're from the Empire. Mm-hmm. But they're not Jedi or Sith. They just are, you know, they use the Force.
Yeah.
And if the Inquisitors get into trouble, then Vader shows up to like dispatch more, and then he bounces. But like, he's never like underpowered at all. He shows up, rapes, and leaves.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I hear that Rebels is pretty close to New Hope, and this is right smack in there, and I'm not okay with that. My first question is, what do you think about the overall timeline, and like how they're, I think it's ballsy in a way to just say, yeah, we're going to put a story right there, and we're not going to explain anything. That's ballsy, and I kind of like that you can get that close, and, you know, nothing is sacred. Like, there could be a movie somewhere else, like, so close to another movie is kind of ballsy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think
again, like, where's Leia? And what are they doing on Alderaan through this whole thing? Like, they just won't tell you.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, I can think of two video games I played that had this storyline, and I don't think Leia was in either of them, and they were awesome.
But Leia's in Rebels. She's already an active fucking, like, she's a senator.
This is a different thing, though.
It's not. Everything in Star Wars is canon. From now on.
I know, but this is happening outside of that. Like,
no, I get it. It doesn't have to matter. It's ballsy that they're going to like try and drop when... At, like, it's at the mythos is at like the height of its popularity in the last like decade because of these new movies.
Yeah.
And everyone's learning like how they all connect and stuff. And it's that much more important because Marvel does it like that.
Yeah.
So people are going to expect that kind of attention to detail.
Yeah.
And if they go another route and say, yeah, it's the same, but, you know, like... There's a lot they don't explain in Episode 8.
Sorry,
in Episode 7.
I don't think they're going to connect Rebels, the cartoon, to this at
it's,
all. Though.
Rebels is canon.
I know, but
I know, like, it's separate, but it's...
They have two different audiences, and I think they'll just kind of, for that, just kind of be like, yeah, it was going on at the same time, but
I
you're
wish
not
they just
get...
didn't mention it. But people wanted answers. They wanted to know what was going on with the continuity, what was still a part of it, what wasn't, and they included Rebels as part that is.
I know, but in this movie, I don't think we're going to get any ties to it. They'll tie to A New Hope, and they'll tie to Episode 7 some way, but...
Okay, but what they have... No, I'm not saying direct ties, but they need to be careful with where characters are, how often they're there, what they talk about, what they care about.
Yeah, that show has its own characters, though.
Why is he saying
though?
That if this has already happened? Like, but people care about that shit.
No, I know. I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just ballsy. The timeline is... It's an issue. And
I'm not worried about it, though. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, Luke is so close... Like, it's all so close to happening. Right before this movie comes out. What happens to every character in this movie?
Well, this is my question for
you.
You
know what I'm saying?
Do you think they all die? That'd be cool. I'd be okay with that, but I don't think so, is my answer.
I don't think they'll all die, but something has to happen with Jin.
She might die. The line Leia says is many rebels lost their lives to get these plans. That could be this entire squad.
Yeah,
like, they go.
That's possible. Vader gets a hold of him.
Then a cool way would be like put these characters in Rebels after this movie.
Okay, here's something that is canon. It's from A New Hope. It's in the the original screenplay was immediately after the Death Star plans are like stolen. The Empire is in pursuit, and that leads them to Alderaan like almost immediately, and Leia flees Alderaan, and then Vader chases them, and then A New Hope starts right there. Where are the plans? We know they're here, and then, like, that's how close this movie is.
Yeah.
So where's Leia? Maybe she's just on Alderaan waiting.
She's on Alderaan waiting for the plans.
They
go to the planet, so that could be like a nice little drop off. The rebels get these guys get to Alderaan, and as soon as they pass off the plans, Vader's not looking for them. He's looking for the plans.
Right.
So those characters could stay there and potentially be in other movies or other things, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yavin Base will be fine. So wherever they're fleeing from is not Yavin
Base.
Yeah,
like you said, it's directly. You know, Vader has a Star Destroyer, and he's chasing after those plans. He knows they're gone. They've dispatched him to get the plans.
So that's how the movie ends.
Yeah, maybe.
Vader, that's when you see Vader.
Hopefully
I mean, I'm okay
not.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
It's kind of interesting, like, where they're, like, how they're deciding to use their characters. Why don't you ask a topic right now? Because I've got one that kind of is good. I've got one that kind of is good. I already asked you about time.
Yeah, I don't have the best ones, man. I don't know. My questions weren't really there.
All right, what am I thinking about right now? Vader. I lost it.
Oh shit, sorry. I don't mean to call it to a stop. I don't know, like it's I would like it if they all died. I think that would be a really cool way to end the movie. It's interesting like what they were doing with her at the end and how you saw that her in that potentially TIE pilot costume, I don't know, Imperial costume of some kind. Like, is she an Imperial and they did a conversion and that's why they're sending her on this mission? That'd be cool. I don't think so, but...
I've heard some things about characters that maybe... You know, I'll just keep it to myself.
Oh, yeah?
I think I know why it's her, but it's a spoiler. Like, minor, albeit, but...
I mean, I'm fine with it if you want to say it.
You think
so? Here.
Well, there's a... They say that she's been alone for, like, 15 years, eh? Like, on no parents for 15 years?
Jin
in the trailer.
Remember?
Jin, they say that in the trailer. And, there's like a scientist that worked on the Death Star who defected, and he's the one that's helping the rebels.
Hmm.
And I think she has a link to the scientist.
Oh yeah,
but I could be wrong. Well, hopefully it snaps back in my head. You started talking about the new look, and I find that like Star Wars, even with Episode 7, like it has this whole new style Bible. Where it's, you know, all on location on Earth. So, like, Star Wars looks like Earth again. And I think it's really cool, but I definitely think we've lost something.
Like the space aspect?
Yeah.
The space battles and stuff?
Space, yeah. Where's Coruscant? You know, like, I want to... Like, there was cool things happening in those places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've lost a lot, and it's a lot of what the prequels brought to the table. And I don't know. I guess I have issue with people who like are writing those off. Like that, there was good things in those movies, and like I kind of want that stuff back too.
Yeah.
Is there ever going to be a battle at the size of like Geonosis even again? Like,
oh, just like a crazy. Well, yeah, man. There's going to be a crazy battle in this movie.
In Rogue One?
Yeah. It's not just going to... Their squad, it's like... It's going to be like... Yeah, like they have a squad in the army. I guess, but there's going to be a battle.
Force Awakens does have cool fucking action scenes.
Look, here's going to be the plot. It's going to be like... We'll get in here, and while the fight is happening, you guys go get the plan.
Right.
And that's going to be seen.
Cool.
That's like what it... There was like a clip where there were a bunch of stormtroopers kind of running together. Like, it seems like what half they showed was like a policed, like a militarized state by the Empire, like of a town, where they kind of had to do some moving around in that. But it also showed like a battlefield with those AT-STs. They're not sending three AT-ATs after six rebels. Yeah, and those things don't just walk around. They deploy those for war.
And heist movies too. Like, they're the usually like. The last hour and a half is the heist. So it's just going to be, you know, like these, it'd probably be 2 hours, 20 minutes, two and a half hours. So yeah, like if you get one action scene in the first hour, you're lucky and you're having a good time. Because the whole ending of the movie or more is them getting through the fucking, whether it's on the Death Star or something.
Yeah, I mean, here's a question. Do you think they're going to have to go on the Death Star to take the plans?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we brushed over the whole look of the thing, but what about the look of the? I think it's obvious that the characters all look cool, but what do you think about Jin as a whole, or like on the whole?
I like her so far. Seems cool.
It's interesting. Eh? Like another female protagonist.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was a little because when they showed that cast photo.
Yeah.
I was just like, it's weird that there's only one girl, you know? But sure. It's cool that she's the main character. Yeah. Like, it would have been weird if she was, like, the only girl in a squad. That would have kind of felt a little bit like a backwards movie to me. Backwards in the sense of, like...
Suicide Squad?
Yeah, like a movie that was made in, like, 2002 that just, like, has a simple plot. You know what I mean? It's just like, she's the badass chick. But if you put a few girls in it, it's like, oh, no, this is progressive, and the girls have relationships with each other and the rest of them. One girl, why even have her? Like, just make it all guys at that point, you know what I mean? Yeah. But the fact that she's the main character makes me more excited about the whole cast.
I'm into it. I like the cast. I like the way everybody looks.
Like, she's the main character, but I don't think she's going to be the squad leader.
I don't think that she can be that interesting, to be honest, because she only gets one movie. Like,
well, we'll see.
I don't think planting seeds for backstory and stuff like that, like, I think her whole narrative has to happen in this one movie. Like, she wouldn't be a big deal at all if this plan, like, failed, or, like, if they're, you know, it's more the setting and the plot that are going to drive the movie, not the character.
Yeah, but they might be trying to plant seeds for something here. Like, they want, like, they're very much...
That's trying to show the Rey sales right there, Rey's toy sales.
Well, there's a whole thing with that, right? Like,
oh yeah, there are no Rey toys.
Well, it's weird. Like, they first of all, the number three selling toy is Rey.
Yeah,
but there isn't enough of them. People are like, we want them, but I think it was like Kylo Ren, the Stormtrooper, and then Rey. Finn is like number eight, but yeah. There's just a lot of Finn merchandise.
Did you see the Max Kylo Ren picture?
Yes, I did, actually. It was nice.
I can't believe that happened. Like, he had his cousins
you
over.
You didn't stage that?
No. He had his cousins over, and they were just playing with the lightsabers, and I was like, click, 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 like, just take a bunch of shots, because they're freaking 3 years old, and, like, you're lucky to get one where the two of them look like human beings. So anyway, I found one, and the lightsaber was just right in his face, and I was like, look at that stance. And I zoomed in, I realized, fuck, it cuts, like, perfectly the exact same as those covers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I threw some fucking filters on there, and boom. I'm so happy with it.
No, what I was trying to say, though, is, like, I feel like they're I don't know, they're doing a good job of introducing new characters. Like, it's all new characters. It's awesome.
Yeah. See, one of the things I enjoy the most about Star Wars is talking about the continuity and talking about, like, the connections and stuff like that.
The universe, yeah.
Yeah, and it is... It's tough to swallow that, like, one part just doesn't even matter. And another... I think
what part?
Well, the cartoons, you know? Like, and they can't. I just wish they were honest about it.
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff... it just starting to get a little crazy.
Buddy, it's gonna get crazier. It's gonna, like...
Oh, I remember what I was gonna ask you. It's interesting that when they thought about these anthology movies, like, okay, we're gonna be making these forever. There must have been thousands of story options and all this stuff, like, and, like, just cool little interesting things that they could have put together. And they picked this one.
I think it's a great...
Do you think it's because it's so close to the other movies that it's easily, like, identifiable?
Well, I think this is the reason. You have Episode 7, and they did a lot of new things and whatever, and this movie is for fans of the original trilogy. You're getting all your old vehicles. You're getting the classic Stormtroopers. Like, it is not a coincidence that this is the first movie. This is the first movie because it's like... Hey, you might not have liked some of this. This is a movie for, like, fans who are 30 and probably men, honestly, and they like Star Wars and they like violent movies and dark movies, and this is what they want to see.
Yeah.
And it's just enough of the things you know about Star Wars and the classic pieces in a war movie.
Yeah, I definitely dig that. Like, it's almost it's closer to the Star Wars I know than Force Awakens is.
Yeah,
you know, like, if you think about what is going on in Force Awakens, it's very foreign. It's like, I still don't even really know what's going on. But this, it's like, I know everything about what's going on. I know everything.
Yeah, I know where it ends. I know it's point A and point B. Just show me this little sliver of it.
And yeah, that's why I'm scrutinizing over, like, timeline and stuff. It's like, well, come on. Like, you're right in there. I gotta see what, like...
It could be a day. This could be one day. They're making a movie about a sentence in A New Hope.
Yeah.
Many rebels lost their lives to get these.
Well, it's... The first 10 minutes of A New Hope is about stolen plans. That's it. Actually, it's about what the rebels do with the stolen plans, too. It's a direct sequel to Rogue One.
It was something they originally thought never needed explanation.
Yeah. Oh, Luke and Obi-Wan are just around. I gotta get
breathing
more.
Air.
I gotta get more Obi-Wan, man.
Yoda is just alive on Dagobah.
Yes, is Yoda gonna be in Episode 8? I wonder.
What, is a Force Ghost?
Of course, it's a Force Ghost. Luke's there.
Yeah, I don't.
Where's
know.
Obi-Wan? Like, he has Force Ghosts to chat with. Maybe they. Maybe it's super rare that these guys show up. These ghosts. Maybe it takes a lot.
I like what they did in Episode 7 with their voices.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was just a little bit and it was nice. I don't know, man. I'm sticking by it. From what I've seen, let's just talk Episode 8 theories and spoilers.
It's okay.
So I've seen, like, a few of the leaked, like, set photos and stuff like that. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, that brick. Like, those brick archways and stuff?
Yeah, it looks like a little town and stuff, right? I'm sticking with this... I probably will be wrong on this, but I also saw...
What you're gonna say.
Well, I told you this already, but I saw a leaked image online that said... That, like, had the title of Episode 8, and it was called The Lost Jedi Temple, or something like that? The Lost Jedi...
You don't know that's real, though.
No, I don't. But I think, from what I've seen of these photos, that it is real. And from what they said in Episode 7... About how Luke went looking for, like,
I think that's what that island is.
That could be it.
The island is the temple.
Yeah, so I think the movie's gonna be, like, him and Rey, like, here, let me take you. I've found it. I'm working it out. Let me show you this.
Yeah, maybe. Well, of course, that Luke's gonna have something to do with Rey for almost the entire movie, I would imagine.
Yeah.
If she has got any hope of...
Episode 7 was Han Solo's movie. Episode 8... will be Luke's movie.
I think it might be Poe Dameron's movie, to be honest.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Okay, well, like, him and, so, it's not Rey. Rey's busy, just like Luke was on fucking
day. What do you mean?
Rey's training.
This whole movie?
She's with Luke. Well, Luke was with Yoda for a huge cut of that movie. And part of it was just him getting there. So, like, Rey's already there. So, for the first long while, unless Luke's going, coming back with her or something. I mean, I don't know, but...
It could take place years after.
So, here's, like... No, it picks up right where it left off. And it does? They've said that on the record.
Okay.
Like, It's the only Star Wars movie that does this. The first scene of 8 is the last scene of 7.
Cool.
Or somewhat close to that. Yeah, like, Finn is seriously injured.
Yeah.
And if he's going to go out doing anything, he's going to want somebody with him. And he's got nobody there except Poe Dameron.
Yeah, I see that. The so two of them going out together.
And yeah, I'm you hear about Oscar Isaac, how they were lucky to get him and rewrote the script because they had hired Oscar Isaac. Like, we got you a part. Like, we're going to keep you alive.
Well, yeah, because you heard that they wrote it to kill him first, right? And early on, though. He didn't want to do that, and then J.J. Abrams rewrote it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was, like, super early on in the production, but, like, yeah, it's like, we'll rewrite it, but this story is about Rey and Finn, and, like, we can't add a new character, so Poe will just sit tight. And if they want to take advantage of someone who could fly, first of all, he's the only person who can fly out of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And can kick some ass and is a cool fucking Han Solo type. You got only one option.
Yeah, I wonder what the First Order will be trying to do now, and what they'll. I mean, I imagine they'll try to stop whatever they're doing. So it's going to depend on what they're trying to do. Still find. Oh wait, they know where Luke is, don't they?
The Resistance does.
No, did the First Order find out where Luke is? No, they didn't. So they're probably still going to be looking for Luke.
Yeah. Well, no. They want to kill the last Jedi, but they're in remission, right? Like, they've been... Their base is gone.
Yeah, Snoke said, bring Kylo back, it's time to finish his training.
Yeah. Which is probably in some Sith temple somewhere, like, weird in the outskirts.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get the Knights of Ren?
Yeah. Okay, wild speculation. Kylo Ren has to take out General Hux.
Has to kill him?
Yeah.
What do you mean has to?
He's just got to.
Yeah, like possibly personally even, possibly, he has to?
Yeah, possibly yeah. Even early on.
Like, yeah, I can
was,
see it.
I was kind of seeing like how underpowered Kylo Ren was, and I'm thinking that like he was underpowered in a sense that like the Force Awakening was a struggle for him because he was young and untrained. But like to other non-Force users, he was the only badass Force user, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's powerful and crazy, but he never had to be, like... He never fought with... I guess maybe in his training. But...
I saw some weird thing on...
just think Kylo Ren is coming later. I think he's going to... his power is going to increase significantly, I think.
Yeah. It's kind of confusing how that's established. Like, even the whole thing with Rey getting that powerful right away. Like, I saw something on the official Star Wars website. You know how they do that spotlight of the week?
Mm-hmm.
This week it's lightsabers, and they showed a thing of, like, Kylo and Ren, and Rey fighting, and it was just, like, two, you know, like, Sith and Jedi both at the height of their powers. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? The height of the powers? Yeah. Rey discovered the Force an hour before this.
Yeah, that's another thing.
It's... Like, that's what they said. I don't think some marketing guy had a typo. I think they kind of think that. Maybe not.
What's cool is I was thinking about the timeline of The Force Awakens. And from the time she touches the lightsaber to the point where she's handing it to Luke, can't be more than a few days.
I think it's like a day.
Yeah.
It's like a
day.
Yeah, like she's going to bed that night of it having happened. All in one day.
Oh my god, it could be one day.
Like, she woke up, got there. The whole movie could be a day.
No, it's gotta be at least 2 days.
Why?
Well, let's think.
Where was the break?
Well, in the first, she meets BB-8, goes to sleep.
Yeah, okay, sure. But I mean,
so wake up
from
the next
when
day,
they leave Jakku.
Well, even the next day, she woke up. Oh, and Finn and Poe crash, you know, get through the night.
Yeah.
And then the next day starts. It's pretty much that day.
Yeah.
They go to Maz's. Rey gets kidnapped. They go immediately to the Resistance base. And then immediately from the Resistance base to go get Rey.
Yeah, they're like at the Resistance, they're stressing about how they gotta hurry. Like, they gotta go. They don't go to bed and figure it out the next day.
And, like, the fucking General Hux is just blowing up star systems for, like, he was just gonna keep going. Charge it again. We're taking out more. Like, next up is this fucking system.
Yeah.
Like, we have to go now. And they whip the plan together, which is sort of a mess, but... I mean, Finn was there, right? He's the key.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Truck backing up.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, we're gonna get some Snoke. We're gonna, like, it's... I mean, they're gonna focus on things they're not focusing on now. I'm pretty big into the comics right now. And they're doing a lot of cool stuff. They're giving, like... Like, a Poe Dameron comic just came out. He has his own comic now. There's a whole story of him. It's only on issue one so far, but I liked it a lot. And, I mean, they're not talking about the Knights of Ren or Snoke. You know, that's something that isn't being discussed at all in any of the stories, and they're not getting their own story. So,
yeah.
Clearly, that's going to be a big, big part of Episode 8.
I think I just figured out Rogue One.
What?
An easy, like... No one else hears about this. This is between Mon Mothma, that other guy in the room, and Jin. Here's why we picked you. If you don't tell a fucking soul about this, we won't either.
What do you mean?
That's how classified that mission was. So not even Leia. You know? None of these, like, it's
this
a secret.
This can't get out?
Yeah, it's a secret. So boom, they don't have to include any other characters.
I mean, they kind of set that up, too. It's just like, you're kind of disposable with the whole, you've been in and out of prison your whole life thing.
But then you got Forrest Whitaker. He probably dies.
He definitely dies.
I want like, his movie.
He dies.
That's how obscure I want them to be. Like,
he'll get his own comic after this or something. He'll die, like she'll probably be on the fence about it kind of thing, and then, like, his death and, like, his words of encouragement
will
give her the strength. Oh, we've only been talking about the good characters. What about fucking... What's his name?
What bad characters are there?
Danny... Whatever.
Danny Yen?
Sorry, Ben Mendelsohn.
Oh, we talked about him a little bit. He just looks,
no, but what's
looks
Ben... Crazy. Yeah, but I mean, what is he... He's out. He's exiting. They did... Okay, they did an analysis. His rank is the same as Toffman's or whatever.
Grand Moff?
Yeah.
Tarkin?
They have the same rank. There's not many generals in the Imperial Army that have
when
that
did,
rank.
And
they have this rank at the same time. In universe. So where... Why
no,
is he not
I think
in
it? Tarkin probably got it from this guy.
So he dies and then they promote
Tarkin? Yeah.
Right away? Tarkin's fucking on that ship with Vader while they're chasing the plans, though.
Oh, yeah. At the end of episode 3. Tarkin's on the ship with Vader. Maybe he's with Vader. Maybe he's on Vader's Star Destroyer.
They're doing their own thing. But, I mean, like I said, though, there aren't many, many generals in the Imperial Army with this rank. I'm even... The fact that there's two is making me a little, like, okay. This, like, he's supposed to have the highest rank. Like, he's like fucking Hux in the original trilogy, right? So, what's... He's dying, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, where did he come from? Why, like, this is a character they gotta bestow this whole, like, he's the main guy.
Maybe he's Tarkin.
He's not Tarkin. That'd be stupid.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not just recast
They recast him? Tarkin?
The original actor's dead.
No, he has a name in it. Something like, they've said a name for him.
I really wanted it to be Leia. I wanted...
Jin to be Leia?
Yeah,
there were those rumors.
I wanted,
Maybe, dude, now we must call you Princess Leia.
No.
You don't know. Or it was her the whole time.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The old switch out.
I mean, it's funny because, like, we were literally doing this 1 year ago with The Force Awakens, right? And now it's out. Everyone on Earth has seen it. And I wasn't, like... I kept thinking, like, of all these wild, amazing things the plot could be and stuff, and I mean, really, I got the gist of the plot from the trailer. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's kind of what's happening now. You know, it's
all
just
on
a
there.
Movie.
It's
yeah.
all on there.
Maybe there's this secret. No, it's just a movie. You got, these are the characters, this is the bad guy, this is the good guy, this is what they're doing, and you can probably figure out that the good guys are going to win. You know, it's just a movie.
Yeah. Where's Leia, though?
I kind of felt like, okay, yeah, I knew this is what it would be about. I was a little, like,
yeah,
sad,
exactly.
Almost, because I
was
like...
You get there, and you're like, there it is. There's
yeah.
the trailer.
It's gonna be the same.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. Like, nothing will ever... Well, you know what? Episode 8, I'm ready for, like...
You know what? Who
I
knows?
Know what's going on. I'm pretty excited to see what goes on in the story. I don't really want that...
Hey, they have more room with this to kind of jump around. So
I love
we might
Eight's
get
filming
that.
And almost done, like, before Rogue One will be out. So, like, it can eat up the Star Wars, like, media blitz, you know? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Rogue One stuff, you know? So
yeah, like, did you see the new packaging for the merchandise? They've got a Rogue One banner now.
I did see that, yeah.
So, I mean, that's the direction they're going in, right? It's going to be all everything, yeah.
What are they gonna, I'm very anxious to see what they're going to do with Vader.
He's just... Vader's going to be... I know I haven't seen this movie yet, so it's a weird frame of reference, but I know Vader's going to be like fucking Hawkman in Ant-Man. Or the Falcon in Ant-Man.
Yeah, I get it.
He's just going to be in it. Yeah.
It has to be very minor, yeah.
It'd be cool if he was just in it in a ship. Like his ship. He led a... I don't know.
It could
or an interrogation scene.
If they do the whole Luke thing again, though, like...
What do you mean?
Vader's in it, and then he's only in the last shot, like they did with Luke. Then it's like he did that twice in the past year.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that.
Well, we'll see.
I imagine it'll just be like how he comes into Rebels. Like he comes in and he doesn't come in and like it's weird because like I've seen the YouTube like I think I've seen all Vader footage of Rebels. Like I've watched
it
on YouTube.
Yeah, probably.
It's like he comes in and they fight him. And it's kind of like they just run away from him.
Yeah.
It'll probably be something like that. Like, he's going to be badass in it. Like, everyone loves Darth Vader, and he wasn't the best. Like, villains have... the writing of villains has gotten a lot better. A Darth Vader wouldn't work now. He just looked really cool, and they're going to write him to be... it's a good thing that he's in it. He's going to come in it, and he's going to be fucking ruthless.
You know,
and
it's
he's
cool
going to leave.
In Rebels, when he fights Ahsoka, she's able to cut his mask.
Yeah, I saw that part, and he looks,
and
she sees Anakin.
Right before, yeah, like when she's trying to leave, and he yells, and you can hear James Earl Jones and Matt, I forget what his name is, but the voice of Anakin from Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear his voice in there too, and it's like it's cool that they will get the same actor back, like get his voice, like. I love that they, even the Mon Mothma thing, that, like she, that actress has scenes in episode 3, deleted scenes. She played Mon Mothma in episode 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The exact same actress.
Huh.
So it's like they're keeping everybody super close and just makes me so hopeful for Obi-Wan. Like age Ewan McGregor a little bit and just give him like a fucking quest on Tatooine or something.
I read a casting rumor today that they've cast Darth Vader. I mean, I'm sure they have, but they haven't said who it is yet or that Vader's even in it, but...
I heard it was Hayden Christensen.
No, they said... the leak I heard was... anyway, the only reason I kind of believed it was because, like, this source has been right this time and this time and this time again, and they didn't want to say anything until now, but now they have some source that confirms it. It's basically an unknown, like, he's mostly a stunt actor... And he's been in some other movies, but
the voice is James Earl Jones, right?
That's not confirmed yet, but that's what they're thinking. James Earl Jones is still alive, he could still do it. They're thinking this guy's just gonna play in the suit and do it like how they did with David Prowse
right.
and James Earl Jones.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, because David Prowse is dead now, right?
I think he might be.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
he's obviously not gonna be running around in a suit.
Whoever's playing Vader is just a guy in a suit.
Yeah, so I mean, they'll have a different voice, which sounds cool. Be cool if Hayden Christensen did it.
It would be cool.
Did the voice?
No. I like just the way somebody moves. You notice like a certain
thing about them. I kind of believed. I don't know. I'm maybe not that convincing, but I convinced myself after reading that article that it's not going to be him. Like they listed a few reasons, and I believed it. So we'll see. But
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Let's go do something else.
All right.
Thanks for listening to SideQuest.
Bye.